the love that dare not speak its name. The name of this scenario comes from the poem Two Loves by Lord Alfred Douglas and is probably the most contentious one of the four. It involves Laura's lifelong friend Marion Herrick, who passed away in October of 2007. Is it possible that Laura had a love for Marion that she was never able to express? Here is some evidence to support that conclusion. First, we will turn to Laura's master thesis entitled Cupid, published in 1936. The main character in the Greek play that Laura wrote is Psyche, and it always has been my belief that this character was an embodiment of Laura herself. After all, this Greek mythological character lent her name to what we now call the inner person, soul, or spirit, an apt name for a character that Laura wanted to use to share with us her own personal thoughts and beliefs. Allowing this supposition to be true, let's take a moment and hear some of Psyche's lines from the play. Here she is conversing with her father about being his pupil, saying the following: I had grown to quite a size before you realized I was nameless. Her father says, It was then, when a butterfly with brilliant wings disappeared in a cup of a flower, that I decided to call you Psyche. You were so much like a butterfly that you had nothing to do but flit from flower to flower and be filled with juices and joy. With a sigh, But that life did not last long. Then you opened the school on these far heights. Her father, And you were my youngest pupil. Then Psyche says, I was your only pupil, except for the century-old crows in the treetops. And one day they made so much noise that I mistook Sappho for Socrates. That disturbed you, so we flung the books to the breezes and went out to walk in the twilight. This last line is very telling. Sappho was a Greek lyrical poet whom Maximus of Tyre wrote was small and dark, and that her relationships to her female friends was similar to that of Socrates. Writing in one of his letters, he said the following: What else could one call the love of the lesbian woman than the Socratic art of love? For they seem to me to have practiced love after their own fashion, she the love of women, he of boys. For they said they loved many and were captivated by all things beautiful. By the 19th century, Sappho had come to represent an ancient lineage for the love of women for each other, an association that continues to this day. After Laura's death in 1995, Marion was in contact with members of the newly formed Laura Jepsen Institute, working to preserve her legacy. From this exchange, we know that Marion and Laura attended college together, taught high school afterwards together, and remained close friends for the rest of their lives. They maintained a correspondence that stretched from the 1940s till mere weeks before Laura's passing. Before Marion died, she sent these letters to the Institute, a trove of Laura's own words, and I have read a vast majority of them. It is almost heartbreaking to see the struggle Laura was having trying to maintain contact even in the final months of her life with Marion. The handwriting is often almost illegible as time and disease took its toll. In many of the letters, I read simple pleas for Marion to come and visit, pleas filled with the absence the distance had created between them. We also know that Laura moved from Iowa to begin teaching at what was then the Florida College for Women, later FSU, in 1946, and this coincided quite closely with Marion's marriage to a university professor who had taught her French. They were married in 1947, and soon after moved to Massachusetts, where Marion spent the rest of her life. After numerous interviews with former students or the professors at FSU and people who knew Laura, I can safely assert that she never dated after arriving in Tallahassee. So was Marion the love of her life? And if so, why didn't one or the other move closer together as they aged? After all, Marion was a widow by 1966, and Laura retired from FSU in 1978, plenty of time prior to their deaths to have chosen a different path. As with each of the scenarios that we talk about here, we'll never know what the final answer is.